WSRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said Tuesday the U.S. undertook the war in Iran for the free world and questioned the value of the NATO alliance if those countries don't stand with America. Secretary Hegseth says President Trump wants other nations to help secure the Strait of Hormuz.
We've been willing to lead. President Trump's led the entire time, but it's not just us. So ultimately, I think other countries should pay attention when the president speaks. He's proven that when he speaks, he means something. And he's pointing out, you might want to start learning how to fight for yourself.
Secretary Hegseth declined to tell reporters whether or not the U.S. military will deploy ground troops against Iran. Meanwhile, President Trump is exhorting nations to go get the oil they need.
Go get your own oil. Those are the words of U.S. President Donald Trump today as anger grows across some countries over the continued chokehold that Iran maintains on the Strait of Hormuz. That chokehold has disrupted the flow of about 20% of all natural gas and crude oil traded during peacetime.
Correspondent John Gambrell. The Iran war has pushed the price of gas past the $4 mark to the highest level it's been in almost 4 years. Gas Buddy analyst Patrick DeHaan.
That's the highest tally we've seen since July of 2022. Gas prices continue to go up following oil prices, which have continued to rise as the Strait of Hormuz essentially remains blocked.
DeHaan says if the Iran conflict escalates, the price of oil, gas, and dependent services like transportation will continue to rise. A good day on Wall Street with the Dow up by 1,125 points. The Nasdaq rose 796, with the S&P 500 advancing by 184 points. This is SRN News. Holy Week is ramping up.
A lot of churches will start the weekend events with services for Maundy Thursday, which commemorates the Last Supper, the washing of the feet, and Jesus' instruction that a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you. Next is Good Friday, marking Christ's crucifixion. Then comes Easter Sunday, the most important date on the Christian calendar, when billions around the world will celebrate the resurrection. Michael Harrington reporting.
A professor of religious anthropology is sounding an alarm over persecution of Christians in Egypt. Dr. Candace Lukasik of Mississippi State University says that over the past two decades, attacks on churches and episodes of sectarian violence in Egypt have been on the rise. Dr. Lukasik says Christians in the country are advocating on behalf of Egyptian believers whose suffering is understood as part of a broader global struggle facing Christianity. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
U.S. stocks jolting higher today, recovering a chunk of the losses they've suffered due to the war with Iran. A drop in the price for Brent crude oil took some of the pressure off of Wall Street. The Dow gained 1,125 points, the S&P 500 up by 184, and the Nasdaq was higher by 795. Consumer confidence inched higher in March despite soaring energy prices brought on by the war. The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index rose modestly to 91.8 in March. That's up from a reading of 91 back in February. U.S. job openings fell slightly last month to 6.9 million, another sign of sluggishness in the American labor market. The Labor Department reported today that job vacancies fell from 7.2 million in January. The job opening survey showed layoffs rose and the number of those quitting their jobs. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.